The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We all make plans, and sometimes those plans get completely upended by what actually ends up happening. Because life. When things like that pop up, what do you do? What should we do? How should we handle it? In this episode, we discuss the tough emotions and the harried thoughts that come with the very unexpected, and how to not be an a-hole to your partner when they do.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome.
Welcome in. We are so excited to be recording this. We are sitting cozy in our little area here. And we're so grateful because of the coziness, because outside it's below freezing, which is just so exotic for us since we were born and raised in Hawaii and then we moved to Southern California. So anytime it's below freezing, it's kind of feels a little bit weird to us.
And magical, yeah. If it snows.
Which it did.
Yes. So today on the podcast, you may hear some humming sounds, just different
background.
Extraneous sounds that you normally don't hear, but it's cold. So we've kept the heaters on and all the things. So you'll be hearing that. We're behind on laundry. So the dryer is going because we had a power outage, but we're going to be talking about those things.
That's right. So this episode is all about how to not be an a-hole to your partner when things don't go as planned. Or how to not make things worse.
I know.
Or how to be less of an a-hole, maybe. How to be a smaller a-hole.
I think
instead of a big one.
I think in times of stress, like when things don't happen the way we hope.
Mm-hmm. Or had expected or planned.
Because of stress, mm-hmm. I think we just all tend to make it worse. Well, that's not the intention.
That's the path of least resistance.
Yes, it's yeah. Like just rawr. And so, you know. Yeah. Here comes Godzilla.
Oh, Bridezilla.
Bridezilla, Spousezilla, whatever it is, right? Partnerzilla, whatever it is. But for today, so what inspired this topic is just a few days ago, our power went out. And not only that, we experienced a small leak in the garage that then turned out to be a lot bigger than what we thought it was.
And this is involving some kind of clog or problem with the furnace.
Okay. All right. So this is what...
Which we are even lucky to have, right?
Right. We're going to get to how that's a skill to have.
Okay.
You know, all landing right. on how we are still grateful. Yeah. But not in that way that just makes you more angry. You know how sometimes when like you're...
You're minimizing my feelings.
Be grateful, and you're still in the feeling of it. And it's hard. It's hard to be grateful. And it doesn't mean you're not grateful. I mean, it's just this whole thing. So let's all take a deep breath.
Okay, let's do that. I feel like we're in in grade school class, sitting on the floor in kindergarten.
Relax. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
All right, so to preface this following discussion about how not to be an a-hole to your partner when things don't go as planned, we just want to be clear that
we are specifically talking about when things don't go as planned in the smaller day-to-day ways. In other words, we're not talking about like, oh, when things don't go as planned and your partner cheated on you and had an affair. Not that level.
Or, oh, we didn't reach our dreams. Or, oh, we were going to have kids. We didn't have kids. Like, not at that bigger, more intense,
massive, profound kind of level.
Right. We're talking about the day-to-day inconveniences that happen that just, kind of stir things up a bit. All right.
Okay. With that being said. Sienna is going to lead us off.
Okay. So the first tip we have, and please don't roll your eyes and then just turn to a new podcast. The moment. Okay. We're going to talk about the moment. The moment you find out like, oh no, there's a leak in the garage,
our plans will not be working out.
Right? Yeah. Or and why? Like, what is the thing standing in the way of you and your perfectly planned day? You know? Oh, no, we have no power. You know, that moment, you got to start deep breathing. And I know everyone says deep breathe, meditate, deep breathe, meditate. There is a reason why this advice is everywhere you look. You cannot escape these two pieces of advice, and I'm sorry, but it does work. And you will, I would like to think that you will surrender to this advice at some point in your life. It may not be now.
And if it doesn't work, you're doing it wrong.
Well, just so when you discover that your day isn't going to go like how you had planned, just start the deep breathing. And if you take anything from today's podcast, deep breathe, deep breathe, deep breathe, deep breathe.
And maybe a way to think about that is, it's kind of like, what is that TV commercial? Mentos. Was it Mentos?
Yes.
Need a moment.
That candy?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Need a moment. Mm-hmm. It's just where, yes. It's really about like just taking a moment.
And what's so great about, and maybe we'll do, I don't know, have we done a podcast about deep breathing? I don't know if we have. Almost every podcast we mention it. But what is so great about deep breathing is you can do it anywhere.
Right.
You really can. You can do it anywhere. It doesn't cost anything. You can do it anywhere. You can do it where people can tell you're doing it. You can do it where people can't tell you're doing it. I mean, it's very versatile. Okay. So that's the first thing. Do your deep breathing the moment you discover things aren't going to go as planned.
And as Sienna shared that with me, because, you know, we go over the content of each episode immediately before hitting record, right? So when she shared that with me, the thought that came to mind along with need a moment is this whole, it's a mind shift. It's kind of like this pattern disruption and switching. And for me, it's that moment of realization and acceptance. Mm-hmm. To shift, to be like, I'm not the boss anymore.
Yeah.
I had, you know, had my intentions, I had my plan, I had my schedule, I had my thought of what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And then the moment of discovery of the leak or the power going out or whatever it is, something comes up. And it's like, it's needing that moment to step back and accept that, okay, I'm not the boss anymore.
Right.
The circumstance is now going to dictate what I do.
Yes.
And it takes that kind of psychological shift sometimes.
And you're going to have feelings, okay? But we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So the first thing, do your deep breathing.
Okay.
Acceptance. Move to the acceptance that Toast is talking about. You're not the boss all the time. You can be it some of the time. Okay, number two, deal with the immediate logistics, the immediate thing. If a pipe is burst, you got to deal with that, right? If it's bursting and it's like a fire hydrant is going off in your bathroom or wherever it is, you got to take care of turning the water off, whatever it is.
That might be obvious.
With the immediate thing.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, that might totally be obvious. But I think our inclination, like I know for you and me, our inclination is not only to deal with the immediate part, it's to deal with everything.
I'm just talking about in this step, deal with the immediate thing.
Okay.
So you're going to be walking in water, whatever the example, we're going to use the leaking example because that's what happened for us. You're going to be walking in water. You're going to have all kinds of things, but just deal with the immediate need.
Yeah. So
that's it. Don't try to clean every single up in that moment.
Right.
Because, okay. Maybe it'll help to give that more of that specific example.
Yeah. So for us, fortunately, we weren't walking in water. Fortunately, what happened was, although we were aware of a very slow leak, those dripping water condensation of some kind from the furnace in our garage.
When I discovered it,
I was like, oh, okay. You know, and my immediate, response was take a video, send an email, and attach that video to our HVAC service provider and being like, hey, guys, I noticed this, you know, any please advise, yada, yada. So that was the immediate thing at that time. And I said, well, fortunately, the layout of our garage is such that this very slow leak is just going out the garage. So I thought, okay, we're, you know, nothing huge here, just... put the word out to our service provider. Well, when was it? Later in the day or the next morning?
The very next morning. So this is why this is important. When we woke up, the situation was way worse. I think if you've been listening to the podcast, we redid the garage. We have a beautiful new carpet in there, a nice thick rug pad in there, and a whole corner of this rug pad and carpet was soaked. And this is, and we discovered this before Sienna had coffee, before, so.
As soon as we woke up, basically.
As soon as we woke up, Bear is crying because he needs to eat. So this is a situation where it's like, just take care of what you immediately need to take care of. So it's putting something underneath the where it's dripping, putting, you know, because the drips did get more from the day before. You don't have to clean and clear every single thing before you take care of yourself and your coffee and your animals or your kids or whatever. Just do the immediate thing.
So for us, that was, find a container to catch the drips and move all the things around in the garage so that we could...
aerate the space.
Try and start drying out the carpet and the padding because we're worried about mold.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway,
right.
So that for us was the immediate logistics.
Yes,
like,
so just take care of that. Don't do the whole thing.
Okay.
You know. All right. Okay, number three. Instead of just thinking in your mind, okay, maybe we'll still be able to do what we were planning to do
today.
Because sometimes you'll have that. Sometimes, and if you have plans with other people, you know, you might be inclined to say, we might still make it. You might be inclined to do that. But what I would say and suggest is just reschedule. Anything you had to do, just reschedule.
Okay. That seems very cut and dried.
Just reschedule it. Yeah. Now, obviously, if you had scheduled in your calendar to online shop for a pair of new shoes, you could still conceivably do that. Right?
Yeah, it depends, right? It depends.
Okay. But what I had personally planned for that day was to set up my art space. Where? In the garage. So it was very disappointing. And I went down a spiral, the whole thing. But just take a moment to reschedule what you were doing for that day and even take a look at the next day's schedule. Because not everything's going to be resolved in one day. And it's going to help to just take care of it now instead of carrying around like these post-its in your head. Like, oh, I still have to do this. Oh, I still have to just get it off your schedule.
Okay. And to me, all of that goes along with the mind shift of you're not the boss.
Right.
You had these plans, but, you know, now they're going to change.
Yeah. All right. The next thing. Surrender. So this goes along the lines of what Toast first said about like, hey, you're no longer the boss, but this is a little bit more specific. So really surrendering to what's happening. And this might entail feeling the feelings you're feeling. So if you're feeling mad or frustrated, you know, I think sometimes because we don't give ourselves permission to feel those feelings, mm-hmm. we only get more mad and frustrated.
Ironically.
Is when we think we need to shove it down. Mm. It doesn't help to do that.
Right.
You know, because it's going to come pop back up, because where else is it going to go? Mm-hmm. If you're just shoving a feeling down, where is it going to go?
It's going to come out your butt, and then you're going to be an asshole.
Where is it going to go? Yeah. So this tip really is about being with whatever the feeling is. So if you're frustrated, to feel into that frustration.
Accept it.
Accept it, but not only mentally, like in your head, accept it as a thought, accept where it, feel into it in your body. Where is it in your body? Mm-hmm. Because all this stuff lives in our body.
Be a three-dimensional, omnidimensional being, including a physical yes. energy.
Yes. Because so much of it too is about, like, you know, if you allow the feelings and acknowledge them versus resisting them and pushing them away or going down the rabbit hole, because I think we either try to push or resist it, mm-hmm. or we're so giving into it, and this is not what I mean by surrender, we're so giving into it, we start going down the rabbit hole of
that
feeling.
And now we're throwing a tantrum in the grocery
yes,
store aisle.
Yes. Yeah. You know, so it really is walking the fine line of mm-hmm. not resisting it, but also not going down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm.
Being a realist.
You know, and feel, because if we allow ourselves to feel it, it's, and pay attention to it, it's amazing that it does dissipate. Mm-hmm. It took me a very, very long time to have enough moments of realizing that that is absolutely true.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean,
phenomenon is amazing.
Yeah, like yeah. It's not gonna stay.
It's so cool. I mean, what I love about it is that that's how nature is.
Yeah,
it's always changing.
Yes.
It snows it's and then the snow melts.
It is always changing. Yes. Yeah. So, if that's difficult to do, like I don't know where it is. I don't know. How does it feel? I don't know.
I don't give a flying fig.
I mean, like, if that's difficult, here is a sort of a mini thought meditation that might be helpful. I found it really helpful for me under, like, super high stress.
Oh, okay.
And I'm kind of paraphrasing this exercise. I first learned of it from a meditation teacher, and her name is Sebane Selassie.
Wow.
Sebane Selassie.
Okay.
So basically, you identify the feeling. So I'm going to use stress because this is the feeling that I used when I was first going through an exercise similar to what I'm about to share.
Okay.
So you give the word that you're feeling.
Okay.
You give it a word, right?
Okay.
So I feel stressed.
Okay.
So you acknowledge that. I feel stressed. And then you try to locate where it is in your body. Mm. Okay, you might feel it in your chest. You might feel it...
Shoulders.
In your shoulders.
Shoulders and neck.
You might feel it in your stomach. And what does that stress feel like? You know, so basically you're just exploring what it feels like.
Okay.
You don't have to talk about it. Just note it in your mind. Mm-hmm. And when you have that, when you have the name for it, when you have where it's located, simply tell yourself in your mind, this is what stress looks like. This is what stress feels like.
Hmm. Okay.
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 It's matter of fact, and you don't have to hang out and do this for like 5 minutes each statement. It's just what it is, whatever you feel like doing.
Okay.
So this is what stress looks like. This is what stress feels like. Stress is a part of life. Say that in your mind. You know, stress is a part of life.
Okay.
Everyone feels stress. Everyone feels stress.
Okay.
May I be peaceful. May I find peace. May I be peaceful. So again, just a recap of what it would look like. I feel stress. You feel into what that is for you. This is what stress feels like. This is what it looks like. Stress is a part of life. Everyone feels stress. May I be peaceful. May I find peace. Okay, this is such a simple, simple exercise, but there's something really powerful about it. I used it in a time of super high stress, and I found it extremely acknowledging, and I think because of that, releasing. So whatever version of that you want to try it.
That's great.
And see if it helps you.
That's great. I love that everybody feels it.
Everyone feels
it. And it's a part of life.
It's a part of life.
There's something about feeling like all of life and all of humanity is coming alongside you almost in a way that feels bolstering.
Because I think oftentimes in whatever we're feeling, because a lot of times we keep it to ourselves, we think we're alone in it. You know, or like, I'm the only one feeling, or it's just this isolating kind of experience a lot of times. So just by, you don't even have to be with other people, but just by saying stress is a part of life or frustration is a part of life.
Being pissed
Everyone
off.
Feels pissed from time to time. Everyone gets pissed.
Everyone poops.
And it could
and
be
everybody
like,
poops and everybody gets pissed.
May I be peaceful? You know, may I, and that one you can find any word for it, but peace, you know, what I found is that peaceful covers pretty much everything. Okay. So that's part, that's a little tip for helping to surrender to what is happening.
Okay. Love it.
Next tip, gratitude. I know.
It's kind of like the take a breath. It's like, oh, gratitude journal. What are you grateful for? Take a breath.
I know. And so it might be hard to find the gratitude in the moment. It might.
Until you actually think about, like, how worse could it be? Because it can always get worse. I'm sorry. It can always get worse.
And so, if you're having a hard time finding the things to be grateful for, like for Toast and I, we had the leak in the garage, you know, so things, obvious things we could be grateful for is, you know, but thank God we have a roof over our head.
Thank God that the furnace is actually working.
Thank God it's working. We have heat in the house. Now, mind you, this was after our electricity came back on, but those are things you can be grateful for. Thank God we have food in the house, you know, but if... And this is just being real. If you can't even feel into those moments of gratitude, like those examples, then you can do what Toast is saying, like catastrophizing, like thinking of how much worse it could be. Oh my God, thank God the whole garage didn't get flooded. Thank God the whole carpet isn't soaked. It was just a corner. You know, thank God for that. Oh my gosh, can you imagine if... And that will help you. It's kind of a reverse way to get to gratitude. All right.
And of course, this is not to minimize anybody's feelings, you know, because, that whole thing of, hey, to always be comparing. It's like, well, you're not as bad off as that person, so you really shouldn't feel that bad. You know, again, walking the fine line, right? Acknowledging that, hey, your feelings are valid. But if you would like to feel better, maybe this could be a way you could feel better.
Humans make it so hard for humans to be human. All right.
Next.
Okay, next one. Strive. This word's important. Strive for kindness. Strive for kindness in the process. You're there with your spouse. You know, I had big dreams that day, big dreams setting up my art space. And this was kind of like the cherry on top of the whole garage project. We bought my table. I actually had a project, with my paints and everything. I had all my tools, so excited to do it. Okay. Couldn't do it. And I started to feel very blamey, you know, blame me at Toast. And at the same time, it was like, it wasn't lost on me that, well, I could have done that thing. So for instance, when Toast first found the leak, mm-hmm. I was like, well, why didn't you just do, like, put the thing under it anyways? Like, why would we just let it
go out the door?
Flow out. Yeah. Like, why did we, and it's like, well, I could have done it. I could have put something under there. Why is it your responsibility to do it? But I felt myself doing that. And it was like, okay, you know what? That's not helping.
That's nice of you.
It's not helping.
That was very kind of you.
So something to think about for this part is to do your best to stay solutions oriented.
I love it.
Come together.
When people are solution oriented.
Yes, come together. You and your partner are on the same team. Come together to be solutions oriented and ask yourself, is this helping? If you've already spewed something, think about it.
Spewed an a-holy kind of thing?
Yeah, or something.
Okay.
Is that helping? Is this helping us? Is it helping? Mm. So do your best to stay solutions oriented because you know what? It's not good. You're going to have to deal with the thing regardless, regardless of fault or error or anything or why this is happening. You're going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So stay solutions oriented.
Good one.
Last tip. Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero. Whatever's going to be the least stressful for you, do it. Is this the night you're going to make your fancy casserole, you know, where there's tons of dishes that you're going to have to deal with afterwards? Probably not. So like anything that's going to lessen your stress, lessen your energetic output, do it and be okay. Allow yourself that. Mm. Even if you told yourself, I said I wasn't going to order in, just order that pizza, just order it. Watch the Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, just do it. Sleep early, you know? Just do it. Don't try to keep on with life. Like, okay, well, normally I do all these. Mm-hmm. Your day is not, it's not going to be the same day.
Well, this is so much where self-awareness and self-knowledge and being honest with oneself comes into play, I think. Because I think there are definitely times in life where we are being called to stretch. Mm-hmm. And grit, and you know, show mm-hmm. some grit, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but it really does depend. You have to know yourself because I think when we always tend to default always to that,
to what?
I'm gonna show up. I don't care what happens.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna stick to what I, you know, I, hey. Well, yes, on one hand, that is admirable. And we do need that kind of warrior spirit that rises up to address confrontation, you know, to address obstacles and things like that. That we do need that. But we also need the tempering aspect of humility mm-hmm. and foresight mm-hmm. to factor in things like, well, what if something else unexpected happens? Then are you going to like break under that strain? Mm-hmm. You know, like having wisdom. So I think this whole thing of don't be a hero is in the context of being a hero almost in a way, right?
Yeah.
It's like you want to maintain enough reserves. And while I think there are specific instances where it's like, you're going to leave it all out on the field mm-hmm. and you know, you're going to finish this or die trying. Mm-hmm. There's appropriate times for that. But generally in, our first world, problems kind of life, we don't have that.
It's less so.
we don't have that. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is more like the don't be a hero is really more for those who put a lot of pressure on themselves mm-hmm. and who have a lot of anxiety. It's like, it's okay. Whatever it is, it's kind of like, you know, when it's that tip earlier about rescheduling your plans.
Yes.
That goes for yourself too.
Yes.
You know, if you had planned to make this amazing dinner, maybe put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Unless that is relaxing for you. Mm-hmm. If that's right. Relaxing
Knowing
for
oneself.
You.
Yes.
Then keep. Yeah. If that's life-giving, energy-giving, go for it. But the main thing is don't be a hero in terms of. leaking your energy field, expending right. more energy than you have because you're already using so much for the situation.
To deal with the unexpected, yeah. Yes. This speaks to the virtue of flexibility and self-awareness.
Yeah.
So thanks for hanging with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we hope that, you know, your days are going smoother than that, much smoother than that, even though that those are like first world problem, you know, a small right. power outage and leak in your central heating. Oh, poor you. But we hope your days are going even smoother than that. Stay warm, stay happy, stay awesome. And until next time, live your love story.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.